inner city council wants to run Victoria's first pill testing at music festivals as a powerful group of state MPs push for a trial and build pressure on the Andrews government. Now, you and I have had thoughts on that. We're about to be joined by the mayor of the city of Port Phillip, Councillor Dick Gross. Your worship, good morning to you.
Hi, Rossi.
Hey, the state MPs who are pushing for a trial of pill testing are MPs who simply don't have the guts to push for the legalisation of the drugs, don't they?
Well, it's definitely an alternative option. It is comparable. Legalisation may have impacts that we haven't thought through yet. We've examined evidence from overseas, and pill testing gives people the sort of information they need to make safer decisions and, in fact, consume less of these pills.
Why don't they just have the pills at home?
Yes, but these are party drugs. These are drugs that are had at electronic music festivals that go for several days. That's generally the case. People don't, unlike, say, heroin, have it at home or in a small group.
Okay, so can you get ice tested? What are the drugs you get tested at a music festival and get, you know, the city of Port Phillip to pay for it?
There are various models of testing. Some can be run by the government. Some can be run by private enterprise. A lot of thought needs to go into the actual model. There are various different technologies that are used to test these pills, so that needs to be assessed. It's not easy to say, here's the way we're going to do it. It needs some time to do the study into what sort of model and what sort of technology you need. And that's what we need to make the decision to go ahead with it, to try and give young people more information so they don't die at the same rate that they're dying at the moment.
Isn't this an official sort of surrender, if you like, to the fact that, look, it's against the law, but there's nothing we can do about it, so we'll just put our hands up and try and stop these kids killing themselves with illegal drugs, which they're going to get anyway?
John, it's partial. I don't like the word surrender, but you're right. It is saying that a pragmatic view of, and it's sort of quite counterintuitive. If you don't like something, you ban it. But sometimes bans create problems and mean that people pursue the banned activity in a more unsafe way. We've done this harm minimisation with needle injection, with methadone programs, with buprenorphine programs, and so there's a certain revulsion in us saying that we want to allow people to do some of these activities in a certain safer way. I get that. And we're not condoning drug use. But yes, it is sort of putting up the white flag on the war on drugs, because the war on drugs has patently failed.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, I don't know the mindset. You know, there are famous legal cases, as you would know, Your Worship, where you can sue someone for malfeasance, for selling you something that you consume that makes you ill. One of the most famous cases of all time is about such a matter. Who would consume something where they don't know who's made it?
Well, people are obviously doing it. And as I understand it, the pill market, it's imported from other countries. It's distributed by anonymous drug pushers. You've got no idea of the provenance, the contents, the safety or lack thereof. It's a terrible way in which to put something that can permanently damage your body into your body. I accept all that. It's like it's an unsatisfactory solution. But it's a solution that we have to be pragmatic and embrace, because the total ban hasn't produced the dividends that we want, and there are six dead young people to show for that.
Well, I'd go and see the Rolling Stones tomorrow. Is the music at these things so bad, people have got to be as high as a kite to appreciate it?
Well, I think a lot of it's generated by computer, so there's no one, no one to sue in
listening to an algorithm.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice to speak as always.
Good on you. Thanks very much.
Councillor Dick Gross, Mayor of the City of Port Phillip.